Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph at the end of the third line. It says the Gemara, Yehuda v'chizki b'nei Rav Chiya. Yehuda and Chizki, the children of Rav Chiya, have yasi b'sudasa kame Rebbe. Were sitting at a meal with Rebbe. V'loi ava ka'amri v'loi midi, nothing was being said. Whereas Mepharshim explained, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Shloisha shiyashu, if three people sit at a meal, V'loi amru divrei Torah, and they don't say divrei Torah, arei ki'ilu ochlu mezifchei meisim. So therefore, Rebbe said to them, Amulhu, igru chamra dardaki, give these young people wine, ke'echa delimri mimso, so that in order they should say some divrei Torah. Kivin de ifsim, when they became somewhat intoxicated, paschu v'amru. They began by saying, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach will not come, at sheichle shtei batei avos b'Yisrael. Two families that are in Klal Yisrael will no longer exist. Ve'elohein, which families does this refer to? Rosh Goyle Shevabavo, V'nasi Shebeth Yisrael. The Rosh Goyle, the Mishpachas of Shevet Yehuda, the leadership families in Klal Yisrael. Shnemar, Ve'hoyu l'migdash l'evin negef, L'tzom mech sholoshnei batei Yisrael. Mashiach will be a place, will be a tripping stone and a stumbling block for these two families, because his coming depends on their no longer being here. Why is that the case? So the Rasha explains that the Gemara says Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that we know the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah discusses how they would know when the new month was made. They would have fires, that they would have a code, and one of the codes they had was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayon. So why? Because just like the family, just like the moon, explains the Mashal, first it's small and then it gets bigger and then it diminishes until it reemerges, so too Mashiach will be only when these families of Malchus Beis David are similar to the moon, that they will become small and they will reemerge. The Chasam Sofer explains that Mashiach will come when all of Klal Yisrael is acting appropriately. So says the Chasam Sofer, in a time when people are not acting appropriately, we need a government to have law enforcement departments to make sure that everybody is acting appropriately. But when everybody's doing the right thing anyway, that isn't required. Mashiach will come, when Mashiach comes, we will no longer need these families who make sure that everybody acts appropriately. Amlehem, Bonai, Koitzim Atam Atilim Li Be'enai. You're putting thorns in my eyes by saying such a terrible thing, because Rebbe was obviously from the Beis Hanasi. Amlei Reb Chiya, so Reb Chiya said to them, Rebbe Ayer Rebbeinecha, don't feel bad. Yayin Nitten B'Shiva Oisius, the gematria of the word wine, of Yayin, is 70. The Soid Nitten B'Shiva Oisius, and the gematria of the word Soid, secret, is also 70. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid, the secrets come out. So Farshim asked, how does this make Rebbe feel better by saying Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat the Ben Yoyada says is that what he was saying was that this is something that they're only saying because they're intoxicated. It's not something that necessarily should be taken seriously. Another pshat is that Yayin is Begematria 70. We know that there are Ayin Ponim LaTorah. There's 70 different ways that the Torah can be understood. So he said to Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, this is one interpretation, the Mashiach cannot come until these families from Malchus Beis David aren't here. But there are many other interpretations, and therefore you don't necessarily have to, there are 69 other interpretations, and you therefore don't necessarily have to be concerned. Now explains the Kli Yakar, we could understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Bnei Aaron and his children, Yayin v'sheicher al teisht, that they weren't allowed to drink wine or intoxicating beverages. Because given explains the Kli Yoker, that they were in the leadership position in Klal Yisrael, and people who are in a leadership position are exposed to knowing confidential matters. And our Gemara teaches us Nichnas Yayin Yotze Soid. The Gra explains that the word Yayin represents Yireim, Yishorim, Neviim. Only people who are Yishorim and Yireim and Neviim are familiar with the Soidus, with the confidential matters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I also saw a beautiful vort from the Vorker Rebbe. He says, we know that the minig by certain people is by a yard site or by other occasions, they sit down to drink olachayim over wine, over schnapps. Why? So he says, Algemar says, Nichnas Yayin Yotze Soid. That when somebody drinks wine, he opens up. What opens up when two Jews sit together? When two Jews sit together, what opens up is v'haftal reyacha kamoicha, that they love each other and they're considered one. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mar Ukva, Amar Rav Chisda, Dorish Mari Bamar, Ma'idik Siv, V'yishkar Hashem al Ara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hastened to bring bad, V'yivyei Olenu, and he brought it to us, Ki Tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tzadik. Ask the Gemara the obvious question, Mishum, the Tzadik Hashem, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Tzadik, is V'yishkar Hashem al Ara, V'yivyei Olenu, does Tzidkis involve hastening the bringing of bad? Says the Gemara, in. Because stuck us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it stuck with us, Shehigdem Golos Sitkiyo, that the Golos Sitkiyo occurred Void Golos Yichayon Yekayamis, while the people who went out with Golos in the time of Sitkiyo went out while still the people from Yichonya's Golos were still alive in Golos. The Ksibbe Begolos Yichonya, because the Pasuk says regarding the Golos Yichonya, the Cherish V'Amazger Elif, the people that went out were the Cherish and the Mazger. And as Mefarshim explained, it can't mean like the Posh, the Pshat in the Pasuk, the Cherish and Mazger mean the craftsmen, the workers, because why does the Pasuk have to single them out? Rather, Cherish means Kivin Shepoyschen HaKol Nasun Kecherishim, when they open up their mouth to say Divrei Torah, no one else could open up their mouths. Two pshatim the Yad Ramah gives. One pshat is that their Divrei Torah was so great that the audience who were hearing these Divrei Torah had never heard such fantastic Divrei Torah. Another pshat is that their Divrei Torah was so great that no one could question those Divrei Torah. Mazger, Kivin Shesorgen Bahalocha, Shuvein Poiskin. What they said had such a finality to it that nobody could question. Another pshat that I saw is Cherish refers to people who daven. Kivin Shenat Poyschen, when they open up their mouth to say Tefillah, no one else, Nasa Kecherishim, anybody who tried to say a Tefillah against Klal Yisrael, could not open their mouth. Their Tefillahs were accepted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'kama Hayo, and how many individuals were they like that? Elif. There were 1,000 people in that category. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the Gemara did with Klal Yisrael a fantastic stalker that he sent them into Golis while these people were still alive so they could teach us and train us how to learn and how to daven in Golis. Ula says that the stalker HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us is Shehigdim Shtei Shonam Levanashantem, that the Pasuk says Kisoilut Banim of Nebanim. If Klai Yisrael will have children, Vinoshantam Ba'aretz, and you become Noshantam Da'aretz, Vasisim Hara, Be'enei Hashem, the Pasuk goes on to say, and Klai Yisrael will act appropriately, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ovet Havedim Mahera, you'll be completely and quickly destroyed. So Kadosh Baruch Hu did to Klai Yisrael a favor that before they reached the time of a Noshantem, with the gematria of a Noshantem being 852, that before Klal Yisrael came to the point of an Ashantim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them into Golas so they should not be completely destroyed. Omar of Achbar Yaakov, Shmamino, Mehera de Mer Alma, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Mehera, because the Pasuk says that they will be destroyed Mehera, Tam Neme V'chamish V'tatin Hava. It means 852 years. Because if the Pasuk says that they will only be destroyed, that the Klai Yisrael will be destroyed Mehera, and that means after 852 years, we clearly have an indication that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mehera is only after 852 years. Ask the Trumas Hadeshin. If so, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have taken out, he wanted to take us out before 852 years. Why did he take us out by 850? He should have taken us out by 851. So the Trumas Hadeshin says from here we see that whenever we're dealing with a gematria and we're off only by one, it's not considered that the calculation is off. And that's why to make sure, to prove that it really wasn't Mehera, that we wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out by 850 years. And actually the Kli Yoker says that there is such a concept that we already find in the Torah, that the Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu came to Beis El, the sun set 2 hours early to teach us the lesson that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed also earlier than it was supposed to be, because like this Klal Yisrael will have a Yeshua. Now Farshim explained, this is the basis, this is how do we understand what we say in the Haggadah. Adehu, Yivna Beis HaBekarei, Bimheira, Bimeinu Bekarev. We say Adehu, Yivna Beis HaBekarev. We daven and we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should build the Beis HaMikdash, Bekarev Bimheira. But Mehera, we just said, the Mehera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 852 years. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bimheira Biyameinu. It should be not the Mehera that you call Mehera, which is a very long time, 852 years. It should be the Mehera Biyameinu, our Mehera, very soon and very quickly, should the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt. Lefikach, says the Gemara goes not to speak about the Mishnah, spoke about the person being created alone. Tanarab button, Adam Yechidi Nivra. A person was created all as one individual, Ubneima, Shlayya Minim Irim, in order that the Aprikosim should not be able to say Habarishus Bishmaim. There are many gods, and each god created his own person. Dava Akhar, Mnei Tzdikim Ibn Rishoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person alone because it's Tzdikim Rishoim. Shlai Tzdikim Aymer Anu B'nei Tzadik, Rishoim Aymer Anu B'nei Rasha. As the Mashah explains, people typically act like whom they descended from. So if there were more than one person created, the bad people will always say, you know why we act inappropriately? It's not because we're really bad. We act inappropriately because we come from a forefather who was bad. And the tzaddikim, on the other hand, should not deserve great credit for acting appropriately because their forefather was a tzaddik. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created only one person. We all come from the same Adam HaRishon, and we all have the ability to do what's right, and if we do right, we'll get tzchar, and otherwise not. Continues the Gemara. Dava Acha name Mishpachas, because of the families. Shloi Mishpachas Mizgar Zu Bazu. Families shouldn't quarrel, because the Gemara says, Oma Echshev Shenivri Yochid. If now that person was created alone, Mizgaras, we find the families quarrel with each other. Nivri Shnayim. Certainly, if we would be created two, Alachas Kam Vakama. Certainly, there would be more room for quarrel. What would be the quarrel? The Mashah explains that people will say, everybody will say that my forefather was greater than your forefather. But now that we all came from the same forefather, that argument can't be made. The Yad Ramah explains, Because like this, people may have rachmanis on each other because we're all related. We all come from Adam Harishon. Continues the Gemara. Davar acher, amnei gazlonim, amnei chasonim. Because people who rob and steal. Because ma achshav, shenivri yichidi. Gazlom v'chaimsim, if now we have people acting this way, nivru shnayim, had we been created separately, achas kam v'kama, certainly would happen that way. Why? So Rashi explains, because if we would come from different forefathers, everybody would say that I'm entitled to this piece of property, it belonged to my forefather, not to your forefather. Another pshat Yad Ramah explains, based on what we said a moment ago, is that if people didn't all come from the same forefather, they would feel no compunction in stealing one from the other. But like this, since we all come from the same forefather, so we're all somewhat related, we have rachmanis on each other, and we don't steal from each other. I saw a beautiful vart from the Klausenberg Rebbe. The pasuk says in Parshas VeYikra, Adam ki yakriv michem korban. And Rashi says, lo menema Adam. Why does the pasuk say Adam? Ma Adam harishin lehikriv ben hagezel. Adam harishin didn't bring anything from stolen property, because shakol ha'ishalai, everything belonged to him. Af atem lo takrivim min ha'gezel, you too should not bring anything from Gezel. Explains the Rebbe that we find in Hebrew many words that describe a person. Ish, gever, Adam. The difference between the word Adam and all the other words is the other words could be said in the singular, ish, gever, and they can be said in the plural, anoshim, gvarim. The word Adam can only be said b'loshin yachid. Why is it only said b'loshin yachid? To teach us that Adam, when he was created, as our Gemara is teaching us, was created yechidi. And why was Adam created yechidi, says our Gemara? B'mnei ha-gazlonim u'mnei ha-msonim. To avoid people to steal from each other, says the Gemara. That's what Paul says. Adam. Remember the lesson of the word Adam. Remember the lesson of the word Adam, that it said that it could only be said in the singular, Kiyakum Mechem Karban, don't bring Min HaGezel. Says the Gemara. Lahagi Gudlosai. Tan Rabbanan. Lahagi Gudlosai Shemalch Malach Makarish Baruchu. Shadam. A person makes many coins from one mold. For kulam daim zelazed, they're all identical. Avakadosh Baruch Hu kol adam b'chayis meshul adam harishon. Everybody was created in the mold of adam harishon. Yet ve'en echem mehem daim l'chaveri. There are no two people that look the same. Shenemar tishape k'chayim r'chayisim v'yisyatziv k'may levush. The pasuk says that they were mold, but they're separate, in separate garments, like different garments don't look the same. Ask the Gemara, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a situation that no two people look like each other? In order that a person shouldn't say, see, a nice home, a nice woman, and it's mine. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us all look different, that we should know Shnem Vyimnim Rishayim Ira Usroya Rishayim Tishaver. By making everybody look different, HaKadosh Baruch Hu avoids people getting mixed up, who's whose wife, etc. Ask the Mefarshim that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have made everybody's look the exact same, so why would somebody want somebody else's wife? All the women will look the exact same. So one pshat the Mefarshim say is that they would have looked the same maybe in their facial appearance, but they might have had other differences, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them separately. Another pshat that I saw is that maybe all people would look the same, but their personalities and their midos would not be the same. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make them look totally different. Tanya Yeremeya Omer, B'shloish Dvarim Adam Mishtana Mechaveri. The three ways that each person is different from the other. B'kol, his voice, B'mara, his appearance, ubidas, and his intellect. B'kol v'mara, v'shem erva. Like that, everybody should know who's wife and who's husband. Because by day we could rely on appearance, but by night we have to rely on voice. And like the Mefarshim say, so just have kol. Why do we need mara also? So Mefarshim explained because kol could be disguised. So it's not such a great distinguishing factor, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had to include mara to distinguish. Ubedas, b'nei gazlonim, b'nei chamsonim. B'nei gazlonim, chamsonim. Pasha pshat is that people, if everybody knew the other person's thinking, he could figure out where a person keeps his hidden valuables. Like this, we can't figure it out because we think different. Another pshat is that if everybody had the same type of thinking, everybody would want the same item. And that strong desire for everybody wanting the same item could bring to much more theft that exists in the world. Now that we don't think the same way anyway, so we don't have to be concerned that people will steal. It's not an item that I'm that interested in anyway. Tana Rabbana, Adam Niver Be'erev Shabbos. Adam Rishon was created on Friday. Ubnei Ma, why? Shlayir Minim Omrim. In order that the Apikarsim should not be able to say, Shutuf Hoya LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a partner. Davar Acher, Shem Tezuach Da'atav Olof. If a person will become arrogant, thinking that he is so great, a person will think he's so great, Oymrim Loi, we say to him, Yitush Kadmach B'Maaseh Bereishis. The fly preceded you in Maaseh Bereishis. So Mefarshim explained why specifically the fly. So the Ben Yoyada explains as follows. The Ben Yoyada says that the fly, unlike a person, eats food but doesn't expel the waste. So that's why we say that a fly, which doesn't have this issue of expelling waste, is greater than the person. Another pshat is we know the famous story of Titus. That Titus held himself arrogant, they were able to conquer the entire world, and then a fly flew into his nostrils, and the fly didn't give him any menucha until he ultimately passed away. The Lubavitch Rebbe takes this Gemara and teaches us a very important lesson. He says the reason the Gemara had to teach us Yitush Kadmach, that even a fly preceded our creation, because the person has a potential for such greatness, and therefore because he has the potential for such greatness, a person could come to make terrible mistakes. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, keeps us in check by reminding us the lesson of Yitush Kadmach. For as we explained in the previous Gemara, everybody should recognize that Bishvili Nivra Olam, the world was created because of me. And as Al Gemara is teaching us, no two people are the same. And actually, that's what we say every day in the Pasuk, in Oleinu, three times a day. V'yadata hayoyim, v'ashevoysa alavavecho, k'eshem hu elokim, v'ashemayim imal, v'oratz mitochas, ein oid. Ein oid, there's nobody like you. Every person has his own way in bringing out, which is our tachlis and bringing in this world, the godless Hashem. Furthermore, explains the Satmar Rebbe, that every person was brought to this world to learn Torah and to be mechadish chedushim in Torah, and every person has his own purpose and goal. There are no two people that are the same. And as we explained in the previous shir, b'shvili nivra olam, every person has his own path and how for which he was brought to the world to create a path in Avodas Hashem. In fact, I saw from the Imre Emes, how does a person know what is the path that was chosen for him in Avodas Hashem? So he says a very gvaldig gvard. He says, if we see a person has nisyonis, has particularly test in a certain midah, in a certain issue, that's a proof that that's the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him to this world to work on and excel in. Dover Acher, Kedei Shikonis L'Mitzmiyad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person in this way that he should right away enter into mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Dover Acher, Kedei Shikonis L'Sudmiyad. That as soon as he would be created, he should immediately have a Suda, the Suda Shabbos. That's why he was created on Friday. Marshal Balch Masbadam, just like if a king creates a person, just like a king, Shabana Paltrin, the Shechlan Vesken Suda, that he inaugurates his palace and he makes a banquet. Vakach Nesarachim, and he invites guests. Says the Gemara, Shenema, and as the Pasuk says, Chochma Sponsor Baisa. Chotzva Medea Shiva, the Gemara is going to explain this entire Pasuk, Tavcha Tavach, Moscha Yena, Af Oruch, Cha Shulchana, Shulchan Erse Tikra, Agabe Meroy Me Kores. Explains the Gemara. Chochma Sponsor Baisa. Zumi Dasa Shakarish Parchu, this refers to Akarish Parchu, Shabara, Kala Olam, Kula Bachachma, that he created the entire world with Chochma. Chatzma Avodah Shiva, Elish Shiva Shimei Bereshis, this refers to the 7 days that Hashem created the world. Tivcha, Tivcha, Moscha, Yena, Af Orcha, Shulchana, Eli Yam, Vinaharas, Vakal Tzarcha, Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. Shulchana said, Tikra, Za Odom V'chava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then created Odom V'chava. Agape Meroy Mikaris, Rapapa Bechama Romi. Sival Gapi. First it says the Pasuk says that Adam Arisha was created on the heights in a very lofty position. Sival Kisei, only on a chair. Says the Tchila, at the beginning he was created on a very high madrega, Al Gapi, Upsaif, but afterwards when he did Averis he was Al Kisei. Mi Pesi Yosser Haina Chse Lev Omerloi. Amakarish Baruch Hu, Mi Pitsa Laza, who persuaded the person, the Adam Arishin, to act inappropriately? Isha Armaloi. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Chasa Leiv, and a woman is called Naiv Isha Chasa Leiv. Tan Yahya Meya Omer. Adam Arishin, Mekala Olam Kuloi Hitzba Afrei. The earth from which Adam Arishin was created came from the entire world. Shnema Golmi Roy Einecha. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam HaRishon from earth, from the entire world? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, going back to what we discussed earlier in our shir, that a person has to recognize Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the entire world was created because of the person, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought earth from the entire world for the creation of a person. Another pshat is, that wherever a person lives, he should be able to be comfortable where he lives, because the earth from which he was created comes from those places. Yet a third pshat, which the Sefer Taras Chaim explains, is as follows. That when a person is nifter, and his body is buried in the ground, until his body finds rest in the ground, can his neshama not find menucha in shamayim? So if a person's body cannot come to rest anywhere in the world, it would prevent his neshama from having menucha in the Olam HaEmes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely created the person from earth, from the entire world, that wherever the person will die and be buried, his body will come to rest, which will lead to his neshama coming to menucha. Amar Rav Oish Mishmei the Rav, Adam HaRishon, Guf Mebavel, his body was from Bavel, his head was from Eretz, and his limbs were from other limbs. Agvoisov, his buttocks were Amr of Achma Akrid Agma. There's a beautiful vart from Ramei Shapiro on this Gemara. He explains that the reason that the Daf Yomi was so successful, the Limur HaDaf Yomi was so successful, was because of the concept taught in our Gemara. He says when a Jew sits down to learn the Daf, he learns the Mishnah, which was written in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara, which was written in Bavel, Rashi was from Germany, the Balatayus was from France. The different Mefarshim that we learn when we learn a Gemara come from all the four corners of the world. So the Daf Hayomi, the Talmud Bavli, represents the combination of learning from the entire world, which is the same way the person was created, which is the most comfortable way, something from everywhere. Omer Rabbi Yochanan bar Chanina, Ashtem Esri Shoaz Havayoim, the day is 12 hours long. Shor Rishonin, the first hour of Yoim Hashishi Chutzper Afroi, the dust that Adam Rishon was created from was gathered. And the Mefarshim explained, the animals were already created the night before. Yoim Hashishi was just for the creation of a person. Shor Rishonin Chutzper Afroi, the first hour of the day, the dust was gathered. Shniyan Nasa Goylam, in the second hour, he was made into a shapeless mass. Shlishis Nimtchu Averav, in the third hour, his limbs were stretched out. Revius Nizrukub Anisham, in the fourth hour, Anisham was put into him. Chemishis Amal Araglav, in the fifth hour, he stood on his feet. Shishis, in the sixth hour, Korah Shemus, he started calling names to all of the animals. And then he recognized that he did not have a mate. So that's why Shivis Nizdavgul Aichava, Shminis Olu Mitashnaim. In the 8 hour, they went and they had relations. V'yard the Arba, Machloikis, who were the Arba that came out. Some explain there was Adam and Chava and Cain and his twin. Others say it was Adam and Chava and Cain and Hevel. Tshis, the Tzavish Lelechem and Elon. In the 9th hour, he was told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Asir Sarach, he sinned by eating from it. Achas Asar Nidan, he was judged. Ashtem Asar Nitzav Ahalachloi, Shnema Odna Bikar Vlayolin, he didn't even stay overnight in the state of glory without having done an Avera. Amrab Chama, Ein Chai Rosh Shalatas Ba'adam, an animal cannot prevail over a person. Elke Nim Loike Behema, unless the person looks like an animal. Shnema Nim Shulke Behema Snidmu, only when a person looks like an animal, when a person acts like an animal, therefore that lack of Yerushamayim in him gives the ability for the animal to prevail over him. Continues the Gemara. Shah b'soif ar rami simen. Om Rabbi Yehuda Merav. B'shah shabikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu livers his Adam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Adam Arishin, Barakas Acha Shemalach HaSharis, he created a group of Malachim. Omelam Ritzoinchem Nasim Adam B'tzalmeinu. Do you feel that we should create a person? Omelam for Rabban Shalom Ma'amasov. How will he act? Omelam Kafakach Masov. Omelam Rabban Shalom Ma'enesh Kisiskerenu. What is the point of having a person who acts like he's not supposed to? Oben Adam Kisif Kadeno. Hoshit Etzpor Ketana Beineim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a small finger of a soft and he burnt them. So Mefarshim explained, what is the small finger that burnt them represent? So I saw two pshatim. The finger is part of the hand. The hand represents what a person could do, what he could accomplish. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to the Malachim, the person has this unique characteristic that he has a hand with fingers that he could accomplish in the world. That is why he should be created. Another pshat that the Maral suggests is as follows. If you'll have a person that has a hand, and he's missing from his hand, Rechmanu Letzlan, his small finger, that person is considered a Baal Mum. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can argue that a person isn't great, but there is a need for the world to have people. The world without people is a world that's a missing world, it's a deficient world. And therefore, he showed them that lesson by burning the small finger. The Ken Kashne, and so too happened with the second group. So Farshim asked, if the second group learned the lesson of the first group, why did they make the same mistake? So they thought, explained to Farshim, that they didn't say Ma Masov. Because they didn't say Ma Masov, that's why they're not making a mistake. But it's wrong. They shouldn't have debated what a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Mefarshim go on to explain, the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't really need their advice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only asking them because that's the Midas HaNova, that's the modest way of trying to get opinions. And the Malachim should have understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best. Kash Lishas Amr Lefanav, Rabban Shloilem, Rishonim Sha Amr Lefanecha, the earlier groups that gave their opinion, ma'ilam. What did they accomplish? Kol olam kula shalchoihi. Kol ma shatarot la'asay ba'alcha say. Whatever you want to do, you should do. Kimin shigil anshidar hamab of anshidar afloga. When they saw the actions of those generations, shemaseim makakolim, that acted very inappropriately. Amru fan ribon shalom la'yofa amru shanel fanecha. Didn't they say the right thing? Amr lahem Hashem said to them, "Vatzika nihu at seva ni esbo v'amalek." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I will tolerate people who do aveiros. Till when will I tolerate? At zikna. What's at zikna?" So I saw two pshatim. One was until Avram Avinu, who's called Avram Masar Zaken. He was called the Zaken. From when Avram Avinu came to the world, he starts to be Megan to protect his children. Others say it refers to Matan Torah, because we know that the Medrash says that at Matan Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared Kizokain Malei Rachmim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to tolerate the world until the time of Kabbalah Satorah. But at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, when Klai Yisrael will have the Torah will protect them. Amar Yudah Marav Adam Arishin Misayfa Oilam at Saifa Haya. Adam Arishin was from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shnema lemin hayoyim ashabar alakim adam al aretz lemitzeya shemayim akzeya shemayim. Kivin shesarach after Adam Rishon did the avera, haniyach Hakadosh Baruch Hu yadav alav miyitoy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu diminished him. Shnema ocha v'kednim tzatani v'tashus alayka pecha. Amar Belazer Adam Rishon lemin aretz al rikiyah haya. Adam Rishon reached the heavens. Shenemar lemin hayoyim ashabar lekim Adam al oretz ulemetzei hashemayim. However, kim is a sarach haniach Hakadosh Baruch Hu yadav alav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put his hands on him. Omiyatay and diminished him. Shenemar och v'kedem tzatani. And the Farshim explained what does it mean that the person reached the heavens, that the power of Adam Harishon was that he could reach the heavens. He could make this world, this Aretz, into being Shamayim, into being like a Shamayim. Ask the Gemara Kasha Kriya Dadi, but we have a contradiction. Was he like the width of the world, or was he like from the height to the Shamayim? Answers the Gemara, Idivi Idi Chadam Idihu, they're exactly the same Shir. Vamar Yudam Arav, Adam Harishon, Beloshin Arami Sipur. Adam Harishon spoke Beloshin Arami. And as the Mefarshim, as Rabbi Yonasan Aipshin explains, that to speak Lashon Kodesh is a Madrega. And therefore, until Adam Harishon did the Avera, he only spoke Lashon HaKodesh. But after he did the Avera, he no longer was worthy to speak exclusively Lashon HaKodesh. Behind the Amr Shlokish, Maidik Siv, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, Melamish Arei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dor V'Dor Darshav Dor V'Dor Chachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Adam Rishon the generations who will be those that Darshan HaTorah, who will be the Chachamim. And the Farshim explained, what does the Gemara have to say Darshav and Chachamim, and what does the Gemara have to say Dor V'Dor each generation? The answer is every generation has to have Darshan HaTorah, Chachmei HaTorah, leaders, but they're different individuals, and all of those individuals are appointed dar v'dar according to the merit of that generation. Kivin shigil adar shab Akiva, when they got to the generation of Rabbi Akiva, somach b'tarasai, they were tremendously. Adam Rishon was happy with his Torah. When it's atzei b'misasim, om v'li mayok rukel. How terrible! How hard it is for me to understand what will happen to Rabbi Akiva. From the Rav, Adam Rishon min haya. He was Apikiris. Shenem of Yikra Shem al Kim el Adam v'yom al Ayeka on Natalipcha. Where your heart turning? Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Moishich bar Losa haya. He tried to cover up his mila. K'siv hach v'heimuk Adam of Rabbis. K'siv hasam es brisi hefer. V'nachman amak koyfe b'ikka haya. K'siv hacha of Rubris. Here the pasuk says regarding Adam Rishon of Rubris, v'ksiv hasam v'omran shloi azu as bris Hashem alakehem. Tanya Tanan hasam, says the Gemara, Rabbi Leza Oimer, have a shokad loma Torah, a person should be diligent in learning Torah, because v'dama shetashal apikaris, and know how to answer to an apikaris. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishon al apikaris over kechavim, only an apikaris who's a goy, av apikaris Yisrael, koshkan tepikak ketfei, could be even worse. Once he turns away, there is no turning him back. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kamakayim shepakru haminim, wherever the apikarsim try to find a pasuk in the Torah to prove their opinion, Chuvas Mitzidon, the pasuk itself shows that they're wrong. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu. So one can Chas V'Shalom think that there's more than one creator. So says the pasuk V'Yivra Elokim Es Adam B'Tzalmai, Hashem Himself was the creator. Hover Nerd V'Novel Shem S'Fosam, again as if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Himself. But then the pasuk says V'Yer Hashem Lira Sosa Ir Ves Amigdal Kisham Nigla Elov Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram when he built the Mizbeach, Niglu Elov, Niglu Zaloshin Rabbim. But Yaakov Avinu immediately says, L'keila oina yisibiyoyim tzorasi, there was only one God. Kimi goy godl ashloi alakim kroivim Elov, again the word kroivim, but the pasuk says, Keshem alokeinu b'koreinu Elov, only one God. Omika amch Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz ashahoch alakim, lift us. But so it says again, Hoch Elokim. But then the pasuk says, "Lift us, Lo Elokim." The pasuk says that Daniel saw a vision at Kikarsev Ramav, until the thrones, many thrones it seems, were set up for God. But then the pasuk says, "Va'atik Yomin Yosef," the ancient God sits alone. Ask the Gemara, Hanach Lamali, why indeed do we have all these psukim that seem to indicate that there's more than one God? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Rabbi Yochanan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything. Elam kein nimlich b'famaya shemala, until he consults with the Bezdan shemala. Shenem b'gzeres irin pizgoma v'mama condition shelter. He consults and asks the Bezdan shemala. Hatinach kulei. That all the psukim that we quoted are there because of that point. Add the cross and remedy, but this pasuk is speaking about the many thrones. Mayakal Meimar answers the Gemara, Echad loy v'ech ledavid. The Tanya, Echad loy v'ech ledavid. One throne was for Hashem and one was for David. Div Rabbi Kiva. Amal Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, ad masay ata oysa shechina chol. How do you treat the shechina chol as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu and David was sitting on equal thrones? Echel Adin, one throne Hashem sits when he does Midas Adin, Vechel Tzlaka when he does Midas Harachman. Ask the Gemara, Kibbalmanei, I like Kibbalmanei, did Rabbi Kiva accept Rabbi Yossi's interpretation? Toshma, there's another Braisa, the Tanya Echel Adin, Vechel Tzlaka, did Rabbi Kiva. So it's clear Rabbi Kiva accepted that opinion. Omle Rabbi Lozman Azariah continues the Braisa saying, that Rabbi Lozman Azariah said to Akiva, Akiva, Malach Etzel HaGadah, you should not be learning Agadata. Kalach Etzel HaGoyim V'Aholos, you should be concentrating on the Goyim V'Aholos. El Echad L'Kisei, one is for the throne, V'Echel Srasov. Kisei, Leishav Alov, the chairs which Hashem sits on, Srafrov, L'Hadoyim Raglov. And as the Yad Ramah explained, the chair represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion over the Shemayim, and the footstool represents that he runs the earth, runs the world. I saw a beautiful verse from the Michetz Yitzchak, that here the Gemara, that we find Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying to Bekiva, Malach Eitzel Agadata, that he shouldn't be learning Agadata, you should be learning the Gaon V'Aholos. So ask the Michetz Yitzchak, that isn't Agadata a part of the Torah? We're learning such beautiful Gadata Gemaras. Can we say that they're not considered part of the Torah, that he has a claim on Rabbi Kiva why he's learning a Gadata? Explains the Michetz Yitzchak. He says Rabbi Kiva, as we know, lived in a very difficult time in the history of Klal Yisrael. And he says, we know that people are reluctant to become Rabbonim sometimes and to become Paiskim sometimes, because it's a tremendous responsibility when somebody makes makes decisions. The decisions could be wrong. He could be chas v'shalom mekel when he's supposed to be machmer. He could be machmer when he's supposed to be mekel. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Zayi was saying to Rabbi Akiva, in a time where there is no shortage of leadership in Klal Yisrael, you could spend your time learning a Agadata where the repercussions aren't that significant. But you lived in a time where Klal Yisrael needed Rabbanim, where Klal Yisrael needed leadership. Malacha Etzal Godim. You can't now just learn Agadata. Kalech Etzal Nagam Va'olos. You have to be prepared to take the responsibility for the difficult and important decisions that Klal Yisrael need you, Rabbi Akiva, to make on their behalf. I'm Rav Nachman. Hi, man. The Yodel Adura Leminik Rav Idis. If somebody knows how to respond to Apikarsim like Rav Idis Leheder, he should be the one to respond. Viloy Loy Leheder, he shouldn't be the one to respond. Omah Homina Rav Idis. There was an Apikarsim who said to Rav Idis, "Ksiva Moshe Omah Leya LaHashem." So the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe, he should have said, "Alei, Alei mi boyle, come up to me." Omalei zeh matatron shishmei kishmei rabbi. The Malach matatron was the one that was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and his name is the same as Hashem's. The ksiv kishmei bekirbay yachon niflchalei. Ask the Gemara if he has the same name as Hashem, perhaps we should worship him. Ksiv al tamer boy. Hashem says, "Al tamer any boy, don't exchange me for this Malach." He doesn't have the power to forgive. The field of Vankindol Kablini. The Jewish people didn't agree to accept Metatrin as the leader. The Ksiv, as Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Ein panacha holchem." We want strictly you to lead us. We don't want Metatrin. Again, the passage said from him, "What did it say, Meis Hashem?" So it was a launderer who said, "Shafke anam hadrinale." I want to respond. The ksiv yomel melech lenoshev. Odav etzol shmana kol nishi lemach. Asked the Gemara, "Nishoy, what did it say, nishay lemach?" He's speaking to himself, to his own wives. "Nishoy mi boyle." "El mishtar kroy hachi." That is the way the Pasuk sometimes speaks. "Hachnami mishtar kroy hachi," when it says Meis Hashem, but not chas v'sham, the one should think that they're two gods. "Amalei menolacha." Where did you learn this lesson? "Bepirkei d'Ramei Shmilei." I heard this at a shir given by Ramei. "Domer Reb Yochanan, Kavadarish Ramei Bepirkei," where Ramei would say a shir, "Havadarish Tilsa Shmatza," a third of shir was halacha, "Tilsa Agadata," one third was Agadata, and "Tilsa Masli," and the third were Mishalim, and this Agadata I learned at that shir.